Chapter 21 Pinocchio, as you may well imagine, began to scream and weep and beg, but all was of no use, for no houses were to be seen, and not a soul passed by on the road. Night came on. A little because of the sharp pain in his legs, a little because of fright at finding himself alone in the darkness of the field, the Marionette was about to faint, when he saw a tiny glowworm flickering by. He called to her and said, "Dear little glowworm, will you set me free?"
"Poor little fellow," replied the glowworm, stopping to look at him with pity. "How came you to be caught in this trap?"
"I stepped into this lonely field to take a few grapes and—"
"Are the grapes yours?"
"No."
"Who has taught you to take things that do not belong to you?"
"I was hungry."
"Hunger, my boy, is no reason for taking something which belongs to another."
"It's true! It's true!" cried Pinocchio in tears. "I won't do it again."
Just then the conversation was interrupted by approaching footsteps. It was the owner of the field, who was coming on tiptoes to see if, by chance, he had caught the weasels which had been eating his chickens. Great was his surprise when, on holding up his lantern, he saw that, instead of a weasel, he had caught a boy.